This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And less than a week from now, we got 5 days. This election's going to be over. We're going to be kicking back. We're going to be looking at what has just happened. And we're going to need a slogan. If not for now, for decades from now, when our kids ask us, you were there then. What was it like to be in the blank campaign? We need a slogan. Give us a call and tell us in just one sentence how you'd sum up the race.
Hi, this is Kevin Chiffran from Stillwater, Oklahoma. And the year that I've got hope for America again.
We've been hearing from many of you very clever, insightful slogans. We want to hear from you, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org. We're talking almost 2 years of campaigning, two candidates it's boiled down to. Emily sent us an email and says, is that all there is?
It takes a lot to impress Emily. And even though she was only on the trail for a couple of months, some of you thought Sarah Palin was the centerpiece of the whole campaign.
Jeff, I'm calling from Manhattan. My nickname for this election is the Thrilla from Wasilla.
And her running mate John McCain was on the minds of some of you. Samia writes on our website, thetakeaway.org, 2 years of Maverick.
Actually, that show was on the air for years.
It
longer
was.
Than 2, yeah, before it got canceled.
And of course, Obama was on the minds of some too.
Hi, my name is Amir Loomis. My slogan is, the backbone of this country went from picking cotton to now picking the president of the United States of America. Amen.
Hi, my name is Betsy. My slogan is, a battle between fear and hate and Obama Nation and the hope and dreams of Obama Nation.
Oh, Betsy. Whoa, Betsy. All right. Some of you took a slightly more dark view of the election. Rosalyn writes on our website. Her slogan is 2008 presidential candidates, the scheme addicts. Nicole writes on our site, the more things change, the more they stay the same, but different. And here's another take.
This is Sean Bailey calling from Maplewood, New Jersey, and my slogan for the campaign is a nation of good people pushed too far.
Good morning. My name is Wes Gollum from Deerfield, New Hampshire, and my slogan or whatever for this election is, it's latent racism versus latent sexism.
Ooh, live free or die.
And of course, there were some other people who were feeling very optimistic about this campaign. After 2 years, Phoebe had some good things to say.
My name is Phoebe. I have seen more people involved in this campaign for Barack Obama for president than ever before. I feel like it's my campaign, and I would call it the My America campaign.
Dad, what was it like to be alive during the My America campaign? I don't know, not quite, a little too generic, but I actually like,
no,
I like the idea. I like the idea.
I like that idea, and it was said with great earnestness.
Holly writes, our long national nightmare is over. And I suppose that depends on who wins, but, you know, we'll see what Holly thinks. Samir writes on our site, 2 years of Maverick. We just said that
one. Yeah, and Ed says, totally bushed. That's
that's a good Sandy one. On our side says, the old man and the sea of change. I like that one.
Yeah, but there's a pause there, John. The old man and the sea of change.
No, I got it. But thanks thanks for the help. I always could use some help. Here's one more from 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Hi, this is Randy Hills from Nantucket, Massachusetts. My slogan for this campaign is, Dr. Strangelove versus Dr. Feelgood.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
we want to know if
Dr.
you
Strangelove,
can outdo
really
any of these, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org.
It's a public service we're doing and your chance to be a part of history. A slogan for this 20 months of campaigning that's been like no other campaign in memory. 877-8-MY-TAKE, mytakeatthetakeaway.org. Thanks, guys.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.